All right, everybody, welcome to the CASA Connection here at CASA of Somerset, Hunterdon, and Warren County. It is good to be in your ears. For this episode, we've got a lot of great content coming your way. I am Jeff Warren, and I am here with...
Tracy Heisler.
There we go. She's our executive director here at CASA Shaw. And first and foremost, we really want to thank National CASA, GAL, for putting us at the top of one of their recent newsletters, the CASA Connection podcast, and the work we've been doing here, the content we've been pushing out. Really want to thank National CASA and GAL for really doing that, Tracy. That was really awesome.
It was really awesome. And if you are listening to this as a result, then share it with your friends too, because there's lots of good information that we're sharing about foster care and children, and it's helpful.
It absolutely is helpful. Share it within your network with other CASA programs. Get the word out about the CASA Connection, and you can also follow us on the interwebs, out on Instagram, Twitter, at @CASA_Shaw, at both of those social media sites. And of course, our Facebook page, you can like it. And our website is CASAShaw.org. There's so many CASA programs out there that have great websites and great information, but we've got a great resource page. Feel free to check that out in the future. And Tracy, I know on this episode, we wanted to talk myth versus fact about the world of foster care. There are so many myths out there. And it just, I guess myths start because of the rumor mill, you know, the rumor mill and what culture has always consistently, you know, taught certain individuals about, I don't even know what I'm trying to say here, but really.
I can encapsulate this for you.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't know if I've ever told you this story, but several years ago, we were putting together our annual fundraiser. Okay. I'd invited my in-laws to come. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff that you end up doing beforehand.
Right.
And my father-in-law looked at me and he said, I don't know why you're spending so much time and energy on these kids. They're so messed up.
Oh, my goodness.
From their situations.
Okay.
You know, they're just done for. There's nothing that you're going to do to help them.
Okay.
And I looked at him and said, Bill, what are you talking about? You've just undercut my whole life's work, man.
Oh, jeez.
Of course these kids are going to be okay, but there's stuff that all kids need.
Right.
But it just really shone a spotlight to me on the misconceptions that people have about children in foster care.
Yes.
There was another situation that we had several years ago. We'd taken our kids pumpkin picking. And here at one of the farms in New Jersey, and there was a woman who was there with her friend and their kids. And I heard her say to the lady with her, watch out for that kid over there.
Ooh.
He's in foster care.
Oh, really?
You don't want him around your children.
Well, I think that goes to one of the first myths that we really wanted to talk about on this particular podcast, Tracy. And as unfortunate as those type of prejudgments are, and those type of just the misconceptions of what foster care is, that the first myth I think we need to really get into is the fact that all children in foster care are bad juvenile delinquents or runaways. And that's simply not the case at all. And essentially, when you were in the pumpkin patch, that mother was telling her child essentially that right here, that this kid,
exactly.
This kid's going to be a problem just because they're in foster care.
Yeah, somebody to be feared.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and that children are not bad. Children are not born bad. There are certainly responses. I mean, we talked before about ACEs and the impacts of adverse childhood experiences and how that can change the way that we interact in life as we're trying to find ways to be safe. That doesn't make us bad. That makes us adaptive.
Yes.
And trying to survive.
Absolutely. There's a great website too, by the way, folks, if you're listening to this, if you go to foster-adopt.org/blog, they have a great article about debunking foster care myths. And it's something that, you know, I know we're going to promote on our social media websites or social media sites as well, Tracy. They just have a really great list, and we're referencing some of these myths from their particular blog here. But something that you said there was so incredibly impactful, and I hope it was for folks listening as well, is that children are not bad. Children are not born bad. Children are not born racist. Children are not born homophobic. Children are not born in a negative type of light. A lot of this is learned. It's learned behavior. It's learned from a cultural standpoint. What we teach our children is learned. And as we're trying to debunk some of these myths here And we want to show people the facts, and the facts are children are not bad.
They are not. And kids all need something different.
Yeah.
There are some who might be more prone to anxiety or depression, or who are more prone to hyperactivity. It doesn't make them bad. It just has to make us as caregivers more responsive to what they need. I saw a really fun quote on Facebook the other day. It said something along the lines of, when a flower doesn't bloom, we don't throw out the soil. You know, we just change the formula. That's a great quote. Of how we're yeah. dealing with it.
Yeah.
And I see that same thing with children.
Absolutely.
Just, you know, keep doing what you're doing and get the same response, and maybe it's time to change the formula up a little bit.
There you go. Change the formula. Change that formula up a little bit. And did you have something else you wanted to say?
No, I was just going to say that one of the other myths that I hear with some frequency.
Next one, number two. Here we go.
That's it. That all kids in care have been physically or sexually abused. And in actual fact, the number one reason kids are removed from their home is because of neglect.
Yes.
And that what we see, and you know what I've seen in the last 30 years in this field, is that many times their parents have had their own childhood trauma, and a lot of them drink and drug as a way to deal with their stuff.
And I was going to get into the why the neglect yeah. actually happens.
And
substance
high,
abuse, we understand that that yeah. is extremely prevalent within the world of foster care and the child welfare system as well. It's substance abuse.
Yeah. And when you're high, you're not thinking about making a balanced meal for your child, or
right,
making sure
right.
that they're bathing, or
yeah.
doing a load of laundry. So that is actually an area where we as community members can help. We all know those families that maybe the yard is unkempt, or the kids are dirty, or you know, the kids are coming over at dinner time hoping you're going to invite them in. We can support those children by helping to be those safe and caring adults. There was a kid in Illinois when we lived there who was that kid, and she practically lived at our house to the point that we had an extra
yeah.
bed for her.
Yeah.
We had a dresser drawer for her. I bought her clothes, and she spent a lot of time with us, and because her family couldn't.
Right, right. Some people just can't. I remember one of our previous episodes, Tracy, we had mentioned that, you know, what are some resources for individuals out there? What can we do just to help lighten the burden for some families? It could be something as simple as babysitting for a couple hours.
Or take dinner over one night.
There you go. Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. All right, well, let's move on to our next myth here.
And
if, okay,
I was
before
just
that,
say,
yes,
if you wanted to take dinner but you were weirded out and maybe they'll feel weird, just order a pizza and have it delivered.
There you go.
You don't have to say it's from you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's a great, great piece of advice there. Moving on to myth number three here, which I think it's really interesting, is that foster parents can only be heterosexual married couples. Not the case at all, right?
Not at all. In fact, we have a board member and a former advocate who are married gay men
yes.
who are fostering a child, and they are doing a bang up job.
Mm-hmm.
I'd want them to be my dads. They're both really cool, very nice guys. We also have single resource parents. You know, what kids need are safe, caring, engaged adults.
Stability. Yep.
And they don't care if you're two married men, two married women, a single man, a single woman. They just want a safe, caring, loving adult to take care of them.
And that really goes to what our mission is here at CASA, providing stability, that one stable adult in a child's life. And it's not just within CASA itself, but outside of CASA with foster care. In general, you talked about our board member and his husband. Like, they are fantastic, amazing foster parents, resource parents, mm-hmm. I should say. And it's the stability that's important. It's the stability that is imperative. And I think the more people that understand that, the more people can realize, okay, children can thrive with stability.
And one thing I will give a shout out to while we're on this topic.
Mm-hmm.
There are some studies that suggest that somewhere between 20% and 30% of kids in foster care are LGBTQ kids who were thrown out of their homes when they came out to their families.
Right.
And it can be really, really helpful for those children to have adults who understand and identify with who they are.
Right. And maybe the next, maybe the, it can go into one of the next myths we want to talk about too, is the fact that I know that our board member and his husband, who are foster parents and resource parents, they're not just in it for the money. They care.
They care deeply.
So one of the myths that we want to debunk, folks, is that foster parents are only in it for the money. No, no. Look, it costs significantly more to raise a child than foster parents actually do receive. Yes, foster parents receive a small stipend each month based on the level of care each child needs, but it's not like raising a child.
It is not. And I was a foster parent, and I received a stipend for that. And I can tell you, it pays for clothing, it pays for activities, and maybe extra food.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Yeah. So let's debunk that one, folks. Let's move on to another myth here. Again, really referencing foster-adopt.org and an article they have on their blog, because it was a really, really good article and blog. But the next myth we want to get into is that once a child is placed in my home, I'm on my own and I have to pay for everything. That is definitely not the case at all. That's definitely a myth, right?
It is a myth. And children in care generally have a stipend for clothing that they're given annually. So paying for school clothes and things like that. Kids in care are all on Medicaid. They all have insurance. And if their families have private insurance, then, you know, they'll use that. But insurance is provided through the Child Welfare Agency. We do find that there are sometimes gaps in what kids need and what the division will provide. So like here at our program, we have a discretionary fund of money called the CONI Fund that we utilize for whatever it is the kids need or want that doesn't get paid for otherwise.
Right.
So things like gaming systems or sports equipment or
a bike
or a trip or whatever, the extras that all kids should be able to have without it being a whole thing.
Right, exactly. Another myth that I really wanted to talk about as well, Tracy, and it's not necessarily within this particular blog, is the fact that there is this belief, there is this concept out there that the state or the county or whatever government agency is out to get kids and they want to remove kids from homes.
Nobody does.
Exactly. There's actually a myth out there that the higher ups, the ones in government, are trying to get our kids out of our homes. And I think it's a really important myth that it's something I've read about in my years working for CASA on various sites. And what those sites are, I'm not necessarily sure off the top of my head, but they're things that I've read.
I think you went down a rabbit hole.
Maybe I did.
On the internet.
Maybe
somewhere.
I went down a foster care rabbit hole, but it's a myth that I think is really bizarre that folks are out to get us and they want to take our kids. And that it's definitely a myth.
It is a myth. And, you know, I understand the reason behind people's fear of child welfare being involved if there are problems in their families.
Right.
Because there have been, you know, on occasion abuses or poor decisions made. But
nobody's perfect. I just want to put that out there too.
But having done this for a really long time, I can tell you that the vast majority of caseworkers, the vast majority of system providers are there to help.
Yeah.
And are well-intentioned. And they really don't want to have to take your kids away.
Exactly.
They really don't.
Exactly. I just think that, you know, everything we've gone over here, Tracy, is a really good foundation for debunking these myths. I mean, are there any other myths that you really want to get into to let folks know who are listening to the podcast and to the CASA Connection about, you know, that we can just continue to talk about to try to get the facts out there?
I think another one is that these parents don't love their children.
That's a great myth.
If you're drinking and drugging to the point that your kids are removed, you obviously don't love your children.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, I held that myth when I first came into this work. And you read through these case files and think, oh, yeah, these people should never have these children back.
Yeah.
But when you meet the parents, the vast majority of them are decent enough people.
Yeah.
But they don't have resources. They were themselves raised in abuse or poverty or neglect or substance abuse or whatever. They have their own traumas and they're drinking and drugging. So the challenge is to help them get what they need to make sure that they can heal and parent. Because I'll promise you, out of the thousands of children now that I've interacted with over the last 30 years, 99.9% of them love their parents and want to go home.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Inevitably, that's what children want. They want to get home. They want mom and or dad.
Yeah, they just want whatever it is to stop.
Exactly.
And you know, the vast majority of parents reciprocate and love their children and want them home.
Exactly. They just need to get past whatever those demons are that are keeping them away.
Exactly.
They need to engage that. And so, and sometimes that becomes part of what these terrible myths are, actually. You know, that becomes it all encompasses, you know, what these bad myths that are just continue to be. We just want to really, I'm interrupted right now. We've got landscapers out here.
If you guys on the porch with a snowblower. Yep. Not a snowblower. A
leaf blower. Yep. Yeah. So if you've been hearing lawnmowers and leaf blowers, folks, and I lost my train of thought. I'm not editing this. I'm not editing this, by the way. This is staying in the pod.
So the other part of that, and that's one of the things that we do here at Casa Shaw, is we really encourage our advocates to get to know the parents.
Absolutely.
To talk to them, to build a relationship with them, to find out whatever it is that they need.
We can pause here if you want. Do you want to? Okay. Okay. What, do you want to start over that thought?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, I have to remember what it was.
Whatever they need.
Oh, yeah. So that's why here at Casa Shaw, one of the things that we do is really encourage our advocates to get to know the parents, to talk to them, to find out what it is that they need. And we will, you know, periodically make recommendations on their behalf to the court if we think it's ultimately going to help the child.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying one other myth that we see is that people worry about getting too attached to the child.
Yes.
For people either as a resource parent or as a CASA volunteer. And that is certainly a worry, you know, if you're worried about being able to let go.
There are people who have great hearts out there. They want to help.
Absolutely.
They want to, what in their minds, do the right thing. They want to contribute to society. They just want to be kind. They want to do well. And sometimes, you know, sometimes people do get attached, but not everybody just completely gets attached all the time.
Well, that's true. Yeah. But I heard a quote years ago that someone very wisely shared with me. And he said that we have to remember that love is multiplied, not divided.
Oh, that's great.
And the more love that we can give to a child, even if they end up going home and you didn't agree with it or you wanted them to stay with you, the love that we contribute to them and the care that we contribute to them only enriches their lives.
Absolutely. That is a great way, I think, to end our myth versus fact podcast here. Again, the leaf blower right outside your window here in your office.
Fantastic. But you know what? I will say here in New Jersey, today is November 7th, 2022.
Yep.
And it is a blue sky, beautiful day. It's supposed to be 75 degrees.
It's about
today.
75 degrees, yes.
Yes, and it is just glorious. It's going to be cold tomorrow, so we're going to enjoy the leaf blower and the everything else.
You absolutely. Let's look at the bright side of things. Absolutely. Tracy, as always, it is great talking to you. It's great getting this content out to those who subscribe and even to those who may not subscribe, but they hear one of our Casa Connection podcasts. It's always great. And let's keep doing it.
It's always a pleasure, Jeff.
All right. Make sure you follow us on the interwebs out there. We are on Facebook. We are on Twitter. We are on Instagram as well. Our website, casashaw.org. Head on over there. We got some great resources. And head to that resource page. You can find a lot of good stuff there. And if you have a question for us here, if you want us to get into a topic, you can always email us, info@casashaw.org. We'd love to read your comments, your questions, any concerns you want to bring up. We'll read them right here on the show.
Or even topics that you want us to talk about.
Ooh, we'd love that too.
We'd love that.
All right, folks, we will catch you on the next Casa Connection episode. Take care.
Bye-bye.